as grassroots pressure. And what I would urge listeners to do is to get in touch with the Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space. It holds protests. It has conferences every year at space4peace.org. It's been the leading group for decades now, challenging, fighting the weaponization of space. I would urge listeners to log in to spaceforpeace.org, learn about the organization, get involved with the organization, and learn about this grave issue. I mean, the doomsday clock has been moved ahead just a couple of weeks ago. I hate to sound like this is an apocalyptic future that we're facing, but it is if space is weaponized.
We've been speaking with Carl Grossman. The website he mentioned is space4peace.org, and you can find his article, Don't Militarize the Heavens, on newsday.com. Carl Grossman, thank you so much for joining us this week on Counterspin.
A pleasure, Janine.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group based in New York. If you missed part of today's show or you'd like to hear previous shows, you can find them on our website, FAIR.org. The show's engineered by Erica Rosato. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, February 10th, 5:30 p.m. That can only mean one thing. Well, according to Derek, it could mean a lot of things. But what it means, if you're listening to my voice right now, talking about practice, is up next. We start momentarily. We want to thank all of you wonderful people for lending us your ears for an hour this evening as we get into the nonsense we tend to get into around here. We also want to thank some of our underwriters. Talking About Practice is made possible by generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street. Their telephone number is 345-5011. So thank you, as always, to Mountain Sports. They have been a big supporter of ours for some time now, and we appreciate it. We got a lot to get into tonight. We're playing a little shorthanded tonight. That's all right. Still going to have a good time. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the show.
Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right, y'all. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am one of your hosts. I go by the name of Jarrell Gilbert. I got my man, partner in crime here, Derek Isamaki.
What's good, party people?
No Jordan. Jordan is stuck in traffic on the way back from L.A. John is in class. But we got our man, the one, the only, Statman Brad.
Yeah!
All right, guys, gals, big show for you guys.
XFL!
We got the XFL going on.
Pitchers and catchers!
Pitchers and catchers reporting. Man!
Stuff nobody cares about! Except for me!
Trades galore in the NBA.
Names I never heard of before!
Names you never heard of before! Yeah, man. We got some soccer.
Oh, that's some good stuff, actually. Fun weekend in soccer.
Well, yeah, we actually... There is some stuff to talk about in soccer. That'll be fun. Oh, new playoff format in the MLB. We might get into this Astros cheating scandal again because it's more and more developments keep coming out.
Lying liars who lie. That's what the Astros are.
All right.
Houston liars.
I like that. So, of course.
If they want to keep the title, they have to change their name to the Houston Liars from here on out.
That would be great.
Or the Cheaters. The Houston Cheaters. I like liars more.
I like liars better.
Yeah. Lying liars who lie.
I'll go with that. All right. So we're getting to all that. So, of course, we start in the obvious place. Lego Masters, Episode 1, Season 1.
Oh, yeah.
We finally got the premiere. Oh, man. Things are happening.
I'm going to have to go get my Lego on real soon.
Oh, man. So if you're unfamiliar with the show pits a bunch of teams together, and each week there's a different challenge to build something entirely out of Legos.
Naturally, yeah. Lego Masters would lend itself to that being the formula to winning.
Correct.
Yeah.
Got to earn that Brick Master title.
You gotta become the Brick Master. So the winner gets $100,000.
Their teams are two.
And their teams are two, so yes. $50K a piece, you would imagine.
Before taxes.
The show is hosted by Will Arnett, Lego Batman, which is an interesting choice, but I enjoyed him.
He was okay. I mean, for being network television and like a family type show, he was just cheesy enough for me not to want to punch him in the face.
Correct. This show might be the greatest show that's ever been on television.
As a whole, yes.
Yeah. I think what do they win? Emmys? Yeah. The Emmys are going to be rolling in for this show. So
they better be. I'm just saying, like, compared to what's out there, this is a diamond.
Yes, this is probably the greatest show in the history of television. Definitely the greatest game show in the history of television. And yeah, there's only one episode so far, and I'm proclaiming that. Derek and I watched it last Wednesday. You can catch it with us next Wednesday, 9 p.m. On Fox.
They're totally not paying us for this at all.
They are not.
This is us. This is
no, this
us.
Is just a passion of Derek and I's. So we are going to break it down for you, and we will spare you no details. So each week, a team will be eliminated, and we'll get to that. But let's break down some of the teams, shall we?
Yeah, I mean, there's 16 teams.
16.
And you only have an hour show, so you only got a glimpse at some of the teams. Mm-hmm. You didn't really get a chance to really meet everyone yet.
That's correct.
But we did have a chance to have some really good insights to some teams. We had my favorite ones. They were the Clark Kents of what I called them, the Supermans. You had Clark Kent and you had Superman. One dude legitimately wearing glasses, the other guy not. They legitimately could be Superman.
They do look like Superman.
They could be him.
Yes.
And They came with it today.
This week.
This week.
We'll see what happens moving forward. But the challenge for this past week was a theme park.
And they had to have an object that moved.
That's correct. They had to have something that was motorized.
And these guys came out with a Ferris wheel, a giant-ass Ferris wheel.
And it worked.
Yeah,
and it looked wonderful.
They had the best looking. They had a great-looking park.
Oh, they crushed it.
Yeah.
They absolutely crushed it. So that was the Clark Kent team. The Ferris wheel. Oh, by the way, the winner of this past week wins a golden brick. Now,
the golden brick.
The golden brick. Some of you who are unfamiliar, which I don't know why you would be, because this is the greatest show in the history.
Unless you watched it.
And it's also the first episode.
So if you're unfamiliar, what the Golden Brick allows It allows your team, if you are the winner and you possess said golden brick, to stave off elimination if your team gets eliminated. So kind of a big deal, guys. Again, 100K on the line here, okay?
For playing with Legos.
So wait, if you win once and you get a golden brick, you can... So basically, win
next
once.
Week. Your next
oh, it's
week.
Only for 1 week.
Yeah,
oh,
I believe
okay.
so. I mean, I'm assuming that's not, you know, I don't have
really
the official Lego Masters rulebook by my side.
Yeah,
but as I was watching it, from what I deducted, they cannot be eliminated next week.
Okay, right. So the golden brick is given to somebody else next week if they don't win. If they don't
every
win
challenge,
it.
You have a chance to win the golden brick.
Yeah, that's correct.
Gotcha. Okay,
but we're getting ahead of ourselves.
I am following here.
Yeah.
So let's get back to breaking down some of these teams. We had the Amish brothers. Okay,
oh, yes.
None of these names are official, by the way.
I can't remember them all. This
yeah, we yeah. dubbed them the Amish bros because one of them has a beard with no mustache. Which
terrible way, guys. Don't ever do that.
Don't do that.
Unless you're Amish.
Unless you're Amish, that's okay. Derek and I have decided.
Or you can't grow a mustache.
Then don't have anything.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Correct. All right.
If you cannot have the mustache with your beard, it's not a beard anymore. It's an Amish thing.
That's correct.
I had an Amish phage then.
So Derek and I decided that you cannot claim to have a beard if you do not have a mustache. So we called them the Amish Bros. They are from the Pacific Northwest. They built Timbertown. And
it was a pretty cool little spot.
They had a really cool looking theme park. Problem is, their motorized lift broke.
It didn't take them up.
It did not go all the way up. It started moving, moving all the way up, and then just stopped. This was a pretty dramatic moment. In
very much so.
Episode
they,
one.
They really they dragged it out. And from the look of their theme park that they made.
That's him. Yep.
They
Mark Poon
had one of.
Wow. That's his name. That
okay.
is his name.
All right. The Poon team. All right. The Poon Squad.
Poon Squad.
The Amish Poons.
But either way, they had honestly the potential to be one of the coolest.
Yes.
Parks.
Agreed.
That was made.
Yeah.
However, not being able to have that moving function was vital.
Yep.
To them not being able to
and
play
this was
that
a part
brick.
Every again to repeat what Derek just mentioned, every theme park had to have a motorized attraction, and they had one and it didn't work. Let's talk about the Puerto Rican family.
Oh yeah.
Which I would like to name something other than the Puerto Rican family, because 2020
they were South Miami.
They definitely looked like they were from South Beach. Absolutely.
It was a father and son duo.
And they kept crying throughout the whole episode, which was confusing. This was a very touching moment for them. Derek and I shed a couple tears as well.
Of laughter.
Yes, correct. Because we weren't exactly sure why they were crying. But this was a big deal for them. And they built a roller coaster that only worked halfway. So you think this would be a big deal? But did they get eliminated? Nope, they're still there.
They're still there.
We have the newlywed couple, Tyler and Amy, who just seemed like awful humans.
Were these the churchgoers?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Well,
yeah,
we don't know that they go to church, but they dressed
they
like
dressed
they were going
like
to church.
It was ridiculous. Some of the people, what they were wearing, they looked straight
that's
up
correct.
There. They wore their Sunday best.
That's correct. And we were very confused the entire episode as to why people were wearing three-piece suits while building Legos for 15 hours.
Yeah, they had a 15-hour day. I don't know if it was all in one day, I'm sure. And,
I'm sure they broke it up.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They had it was a 15-hour challenge to build your theme park. We also had the black dudes from New Jersey. They were brothers.
One of them was a cop, was he not? Is that was?
I don't know. There was two teams of
I like
black
there be,
dudes.
They're being very diverse now. There are multiple black teams out there, which
yes.
is like about time, y'all. Okay,
yeah,
come on, we don't need just one.
Yeah, it's not only white people build Legos,
yes.
okay? Black people do as well. As I'm sure, as we found out, Puerto Ricans as well.
Legos for all.
Legos for all. All right. Oh, we had the Plain Janes. Jesse and Kira. Kira had the hair.
Yes.
They were from Missouri, the Show Me State.
She legitimately had Show Me hair. That hair was
and Show Me expressions. The
yeah. Oh my goodness. Her.
Oh my
we
God, her
got many
expressions
many
were
laughs from her.
Oh.
They seemed like they had a tough time out of it all.
Yeah, they did.
But guess what?
They're sticking around for another
they're
week.
They're still there.
And you know what? We might as well get to the climax here. Everyone is sticking around for the next week because no one got eliminated. So, who'll be eliminated this next week? Stick around. Find out.
Yes. bringing our first elimination. That's only part of the teams, as you can tell. There's 16 teams out there. We didn't go through them all.
Yeah, they kind of started speeding.
Yeah, they really did. Yeah. We didn't get a chance to see what some of these teams actually built.
I was
built.
Trying to take notes.
Kind of annoying.
Yeah, it was difficult. But
we do have some really good, tasty teams out there that I think are going to be some real future drama in there.
Yes, yes.
We call them the Fairy Team.
That's right.
This team, they've just been paired together. This correct. Is like their first time ever building together.
That's
so
correct.
That's always a great sign. And they seem like they're both kind of alphas in their positioning of Lego masters.
Yes, that's accurate. And the guy dressed like a 7-year-old girl, which was confusing.
He had the sickest hair I'd ever seen. It was a mohawk in a braid, and he wore a overall skirt. It
was he a brony?
I don't know what is that?
Yeah.
A guy that likes My Little Pony. It's really weird.
Okay, that was a very specific target you're going for. Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know much about his life. I don't think he doesn't look quite like a brony.
Brad, they were on television. We didn't meet him.
Yeah. What? He didn't drop that tidbit of knowledge on us.
Okay.
No. Right. I don't think he's a brony.
I don't know that he is not a brony, however.
That is true. We do not.
He could be a jabroni. All right.
And either way, this team looks like it's going to be a lot of drama, and yes. I love me some drama, especially when
looking
it comes
to
making Legos.
Correct. Correct. Nothing spells drama like L-E-G-O, my friend.
I was going to say, that's pretty spot on right there. And we do have to mention the Clark Kents. They did win the Golden Brick for that amazing Ferris wheel construction they had. And so
they really killed it.
They did kill it. They did. I can't wait for next week.
They even had a motorized swing set going on.
They did.
On.
They had multiple things going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they were crushing
yeah,
it.
They knew what they were doing.
So shout out to the Clark Kent team and all the teams. This is going to be a fun show to watch. And we will keep you updated throughout the season every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. We might even do maybe like a little live thing on Instagram. You can follow me, the J-R-O Show, the J-R-O Show. We'll put something out for you guys. Keep you guys up to date so you don't have to wait until Monday if you're dying to know what happened.
Because we are.
Absolutely. I just
did such a good job of just waiting to see 15 minutes of this show on Lego Masters. I think it's brilliant.
I think we crushed it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I hope you guys all enjoyed that because obviously it was captivating radio.
That's sports right there, guys.
We actually took this more serious than we've taken any sporting event this past year.
Well done, boys. Well
there was notes taken. Well done. I was on time. We were ready to go.
Yeah. We mentioned it. We did it.
Sports actually did happen.
XFL,
baby.
Did anyone actually watch it? Did either of you watch it?
Yeah, I watched some of it.
I watched a little bit, like highlights a little bit here and there.
I gave it a look.
Yeah, I had it on. I was working most of the weekend, but we did have it on while I was working, and I was kind of checking it out. It seems like they give you a lot more access than the NFL. They interview players on the sideline.
You're hearing the plays being called in
from
the coaches.
Yep.
There are certain aspects I really like a lot. I love their kickoff that they do. I love the way that they have that set up where you have the kicker on the back end of his 30-yard line, and you have your team on the 35 and the other team on the 30, and they have that 5-yard gap, and then they start moving once the player catches the ball. And it seems a little more entertaining that way.
Correct. Yeah, agreed. I like the extra points.
Extra points are cool. Yeah.
So you can take an extra point attempt. There are no you can't kick an extra point. You can either go for it from the 2 for 1 point, from the 5 for 2 points, or from the 10 for 3 points.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Way to keep it interesting out there.
Yep. You can also have 2 forward passes on the same play, provided the first forward pass does not cross the line of scrimmage. I don't remember seeing anyone attempt this, but still, cool idea.
There's definitely a chance for them to, like, as long as they take it seriously but try to make some proper twists on it, it can be a really good product. However, you're still going to be hammered, you're still hold on to whatever the players are out there. And you're not always going to get the best quality players. Why? Because the ones they go play in the NFL.
Correct, but this is another minor league system for the NFL. And I really hope this one works out. Obviously, the AFL crumbled mid-season and claimed bankruptcy. More football is better for everyone. Considering that the Pro Bowl, an exhibition game, does NBA playoff numbers every year as far as viewership, I think there is a market for this. And it'll be interesting to see if this really catches on. I think they need to put more teams in cities that don't have professional football teams, but that's...
They also need to stop naming their teams after the 05 Madden created team name playbook.
That's correct.
Each and every single one of those team names legitimately came out of the Madden create your own team possibilities.
Yep.
I don't know if you... The Destroyers, the Guardians, the Roughnecks.
Well, the Roughnecks actually is pertinent to Houston. It's just a bunch of oil guys.
That's a roughneck?
Yeah, that's their nickname over there.
Okay.
So like the Battlehawks.
Yeah.
St. Louis Battlehawks, is that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Air Force? That, like a jet plane?
It's called a Battlehawk? Is that a Battlehawk?
Yeah.
There's a Blackhawk.
I mean,
not a Battlehawk.
Okay, a Battlehawk probably could be like an actual variation of a helicopter, but...
Okay, New York Guardians?
Yeah, explain that one.
Yeah, come on.
Gargoyles?
I don't know.
All right.
Guardians, I can't tell you on that one. And then what is it? The Sea Dragons in Seattle? What's the Seattle one? I don't know. And those are like a dragon of some sort. It's like a dragon of some sort.
The LA Wildcats? Lame.
Yeah. We have enough Wildcats.
Yeah, there's so many Wildcats. All right.
Anything else?
XFL, baby. The only thing way to make it interesting, bet on it, guys. That's what we'll say. Yeah.
I mean, did they have any live betting stats on? I heard that they were going to start doing that. I wasn't too sure if that
I think that's one of the best ways for them to do it, to try to maintain that type of viewership and to make it somewhat interesting, is to really go after the degenerates. Yeah, exactly. they love a good sporting event to bet on.
Especially with nothing but basketball in between, like, now and baseball season. So
that's true. Yeah.
There's really not a lot. I mean, you have college basketball,
hockey a little bit,
hockey, golf starting up. We're stretching.
I mean, soccer's in full force.
Yeah, and we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of bettors aren't betting on European soccer right now.
You'd be mistaken.
For Americans?
Friend. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's highly bet on.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually do pretty well if you know what you're doing.
Soccer is actually, I think it really is becoming one of the major sports here in the States now. I know it's not quite at that level yet, but the popularity is growing each and every year.
They're expanding the MLS in the next couple of years, too. Yep. So.
I just think the only issue for Americans is there's so many leagues to pay attention to.
True.
And I think that is what gets confusing for your novice viewer of soccer.
No doubt. Yeah, it's a lot.
A lot to keep track of between the English Premier League.
That's what I'm here, guys, to break it down for you.
You want to just break it down
let's
now?
Just break it down. Right, let's dive into it. Right now, we're already talking about
why
it.
Why not?
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer. With the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
That is right, y'all. It is time for a little Foot in Mouth to talk a little... Soccer. It has been quite the weekend, actually. Champions League has not started up. That's starting up next week. But without that, it's still been a really good time. Why? Because we've got amazing games that are going on. In particular, yesterday's game, the Milan Derby, was in full effect.
Oh, yes.
Inter Milan versus AC Milan in the San Siro. That is a classic matchup for any football fan that is out there. And it did not disappoint. Why? Because my man,
Zlatan!
Does what Zlatan does best. Scoring goals, setting up goals, to give his AC Milan squad a 2-0 goal lead going into halftime. And this is really big right now because AC Milan has been on the downside looking up for this entire season. For the past few seasons. Zlatan coming back there is a shining ray of hope for them. That maybe they'll get themselves into that top, secure their place in the top 10, hopefully into the top 6, to at least get in some Europa League, European action next year. But Inter Milan is in a bigger race right now. They are in a title race right now with Juventus and Lazio, and they had to come out swinging to maintain their positioning on the league table, if not start jumping people. So what do they do in the second half? down 2-0. They score 4 goals in the second half. Today, AC Milan scoring 0. So they end up winning the game 4-2 on some amazing play that was out there. Inter really came out firing and really showed that they can be a fantastic squad out there. And they have some really great talent. Lukaku in the middle. Lukaku up front. You got Eriksen now. He just acquired from Tottenham. He's in the middle right now. You've got Alexis Sanchez. Apparently, Manchester United's all leftover strikers are doing great for Inter right now. So, Manchester United, you all need to figure something out because you are not doing it right. That's for sure. If you're a Liverpool fan, you're loving life right now because they have that's yet correct. To lose in this league season right now, and they have yet to lose at home in over 400 days.
Man,
over 400 days they've remained unbeaten at home at Anfield. What a run they are having, Jurgen Klopp being the manager that he was set out to be when he left Borussia Dortmund, and then some. Oh, they are loving him over in Liverpool right now, as you should, as he is taking this team to new heights and going to bring them that title. They are, let's see, I'm looking at the league table right now. They are, load faster. They are 22 points ahead of Man City. 22 points ahead of Man City. And they've played 25 games this and they have 13 games to go. If they lose this will be the biggest meltdown anyone has ever witnessed before, so they should not do that. I'm not going to jinx them, but they're not. They're too good of a squad to relinquish this type of lead. But the thing that's really interesting in this Premier League right now is the way the rest of the top four is shaping up. Leicester City has a nice firm grip on there right now, but the fourth spot is up for grabs right now, and Chelsea is fighting off desperately to fend off an up-and-comer, a new team into the Premier League, Sheffield United, coming out of nowhere. They came from the Championship, which is the second-tier division, last year. They are just the first year in the Premier League in years for them. And they are sitting fifth right now.
Ooh.
Sitting fifth in the league right now. And it is bunched up right now. From 4 to 9, they have 6 points separating them.
Whoa.
6 points between 4 through 9. So a lot of teams right now are vying to be able to get into that fourth and fifth spot to be able to get some European action next season. And we got some... It's going to get juicy, y'all. It is going to get juicy. The Premier League always does so. But also, I got to go back to Ligue 1 because... Ligue 1, I'm sorry, to Serie A, I apologize. Because I need to mention Juventus and what my man Ronaldo is doing. Mm. Ronaldo is on an unbelievable tear right now.
He's killing it.
He has scored in 11 straight league games right now for them. Unheard of. The guy is 35 years old, and he is still doing this. An amazing physique. A guy who takes his craft so seriously. A guy that doesn't drink alcohol whatsoever. I don't know what type of life that is. I don't know. I could never live that. Guy doesn't drink alcohol. Does nothing except works out and bangs supermodels.
Okay.
It's a workout in itself, too, actually.
They just works out a whole bunch.
Yeah. Part of that workout is banging supermodels.
Oh, my God.
Good for him. Double down on it.
Moving on.
As I did say, Champions League coming back next week. So Tuesday, Wednesday, 18th and 19th. I cannot wait. We have on that time frame, you've got Borussia Dortmund versus PSG. That's going to be a great matchup because Borussia Dortmund has loaded up when they picked up Haaland. Erling Haaland, who is a youngster from the German league who is doing marvelous scoring goals for them. He actually, this first time, he started a game for a team this season and for the first time did not score in that game this past weekend. So he had been on an amazing tear himself. Either way. If you're a fan of football, there's action all around you. Don't worry that there's not any American football going on. Because let's face it, the XFL is not going to cut it out for you guys. You know, all right? It's not for me.
I'm glad we just spent 10 minutes talking about it then.
Well, you got to fake your way through it at times, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I'll give it a watch, but at the same time, if you want your football action, just look over the pond, y'all. Europe's got it going on.
Oh.
What?
Nope. Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's foot and mouth, y'all.
Thank you, sir. So if you're asking yourself currently, did these guys just start off a sports show talking about Legos, XFL, and European soccer? That's correct. That's absolutely what we just did.
We did. Wow. Yeah.
You're welcome.
We're flipping the script on you guys right now.
Name another sports show in America that led their show with that today. I dare you.
The answer is none. No one's watching Lego Masters out there and giving it to the people like you want it.
Nope. That's just us.
Yeah.
Best sports talk show in the world.
That's right correct. Here. That's yeah. correct. All right. So if you were thinking to yourself, man, when are these guys going to get to the NBA? Not right now.
No, not yet.
No. No. No.
There's more to talk about.
He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
Chico State baseball, basketball, softball, and PV High and Chico High basketball coming up right now. Women's basketball, unfortunately this past weekend, two-game lose streak. They right now are 12-10 overall, 8-8 in conference. Still struggling to find a spot in the playoffs right now. They have 6 games left in the season. Next game up is going to be against Cal Poly Pomona and Cal State San Bernardino after this past weekend losses to Cal State San Marcos and University of California San Diego. That was a heartbreak right there. It was a back and forth one, but San Diego, they won. They're going to be actually be heading over to D1 next year. So congratulations to them. I wish you all the best. It's been a good ride, Chico. San Diego rivalry right there, but it's coming to an end. And playoffs for the CCAA will be coming up March 3rd. We'll talk more about that as it comes. Chico State men's. Jeez, my seat just fell there. great radio. You know what? We're going to do without it. Overall right now, 17-5, 12-4 in conference. They had a loss against San Diego. It was a close one again, but they lose. Their next game against Cal State San Marcos, they won 79-73. They're still vying for a top 4 spot in the first round home game in the CCAA playoffs, so we'll be updating you on that as it comes along. But the big story this weekend, the Chico State Wildcats softball team continues to tear
it up.
Yeah, you bought it up right now. That was a perfect spot to do it, but you kind of lagged on there. It's okay. But the Chico State Wildcats did not lag, and they kept pushing. Cal State Monterey Bay.
Hold on a second. You're going to tell me that was a perfect place to
I built
drop
it.
The Panther?
I built
you,
it.
You stopped mid-sentence.
You really did.
I built it up, and then I paused for like a split
Chico
second.
Chico State women's softball is
tear. On a tear. I didn't just like put it take and no, I said a complete sentence.
You know what? Let's
bring it up.
Yeah,
yeah. All right. Anyways, they beat Cal State Monterey Bay all 4 games, ending on Saturday with a 9-0 win in 5 innings, cutting it short. I like it. Their next game is going to be in Arcata against Humboldt State. Big rivalry game there. Again, February 21st and 22nd, both doubleheader days. The next time they're going to be back is February 28th against Cal State East Bay.
And we would go cover that game, but I don't think Derek and I are allowed back in Arcata.
They banished
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you know.
We might be banished from the entire city of Arcata.
Well, no, but that was for basketball. So you guys can, you know, cover
oh, we
softball.
Go see softball.
Softball, yeah. Only the basketball.
Well, right we're now. Banished from downtown
say,
Arcata.
Unfortunately, urinating in a fountain doesn't exclude you from...
From full-on town banishment?
Yeah, yeah.
Well... Dress up, get some fake IDs, go back up there. It'd be a good idea. Anyways, Chico State baseball, after coming off of a 1-2 series in Azusa Pacific, they come back to play 3 games against Fresno Pacific. And it is a sweep with a walk-off on Saturday. 2-1 victory there. The first game, it was a beatdown. 14-7 against Fresno Pacific, and the second game, 21-11. So their hitting has gotten a lot better since Azusa Pacific. Their next game is going to be at home against San Francisco State. A good 4-game series, 1 game on Friday, February 14th. A nice Valentine's Day treat for your significant other. Head on down to Nettleton Stadium Friday at 2 p.m. And Saturday's doubleheader starts at noon. And Sunday will be at 11 a.m.
Nothing says I love you like taking her to a free game.
It's not free. It's $8.
That's free if you're a student.
Oh, yeah, if you're a student. I would hope some of our listeners are students. Anyways, moving on. We're going to go to prep basketball real quick.
Either way, great date idea.
It's a great date idea. Yeah. I love the idea.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. Yes, I love baseball.
And that's why you don't have a date to this right now.
Moving on. In the EAL for the girls, Enterprise is in first. 7-1 PV. Coming off a victory off of Chico High is now 6-2. And Chico is tied for third place with 4-4, tied up with Shasta right now, coming into playoffs in the next couple weeks. And for the boys, Chico with a big win against PV jumps ahead and gets the second spot at 6-2. Foothill still leads at 7-1. PV 5-3, looking to hold that number three spot for playoffs. And that is my North State update.
Thank you, sir. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. You're checking out Talking About Practice. Your man, Jarrell, Derek Izumaki, Statman Brad, all in the house tonight. We want to thank some of our underwriters. Like ID International, businesses need new customers to continue to grow, and ID International can provide standout websites, logos, packaging, show displays, and social media strategies, all designed to sell. Visit ID International online and get noticed. So once again, thank you to Mountain Sports, and thank you to ID International. All right, so let's do some news.
Let's do it.
And then let's talk some basketball. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Izumaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all. Time for
the news.
Now, I gotta imagine, being a teacher is a tough gig. Especially being a teacher for elementary school kids. Oh, especially God. First graders. I can imagine that being a taxing gig. One that needs your undivided attention and your mentals. You gotta have your mentals 100% for that.
And your chicken.
Better have your chicken. You're not getting chicken, though, in part of being a teacher. That's unfortunate. You know, get their chicken, teachers. Come on. But keep your mentals as well. Now, for Valerie Lee Prince, keeping her mentals in Jacksonville, California, meant doing things a little bit different than most people. Usually when one wants to keep their mentals, they maybe have some coffee or some Red Bull. Maybe a good night's sleep, a solid dinner, I don't know, a good breakfast. But no, for Valerie Lee Prince, she keeps her mentals by taking meth. And she's your teacher for first graders. So Miss Valerie Lee Prince was arrested for trying to purchase an 8-ball of methamphetamine for $85. Now, I've never bought meth before, but I wonder if that's a good price. Anybody? No? Okay.
I'll look it up.
Thank you. Yeah. How much for meth? Type it into the Google. Let's see how much they say. Unfortunately, Miss Valerie Lee Prince was on break during school hours, left the school grounds and walked around a corner and essentially, and asked for the drugs from an undercover narcotics agent. Wrong person to ask for it. Do your checking before who you buy your drugs from, y'all. Okay, that's all I'm going to say, you know? Know your drug dealers, guys. Either way, Valerie Lee Prince obviously didn't know hers because now she's in jail for trying to buy meth. Because that's what you got to do to keep your mentals alive when handling first graders. At least for Valerie. For me, I would never put myself in said situation. So meth, not needed. Here's a good heartwarming situation of a man trying to help his neighbor that went terribly wrong. When I say heartwarming, I'm not really heartwarming so much as it hurts your heart a little bit because the guy died trying to help his neighbor. Not the guy who tried to help the neighbor he was trying to help, he still killed when he was trying to help him.
What?
I know. Strange story. I'll get into it. Joshua Jadusing was leaving his house to go to work when he was attacked by two dogs. Now, these two dogs are actually his dogs in particular. So his two dogs attacked him, two pit bulls that apparently had some prior aggressive behavior. Blah. And yet he still kept them around. Unfortunately, these animals turned on him. So he attempted to barricade himself inside his house. Now, being like a good neighbor, his neighbor was, heard the commotion, ran over, saw that he was under duress, heard the man yell out to shoot the dogs. So what did the guy do? Went back inside, grabbed his crossbow, and shot the dogs. Hit one of the dogs. Unfortunately, went through the dog, through the door, and through our man, Joshua.
Oh!
Eventually, cops came on the scene, had to neutralize the dogs, a.k.a. kill the dogs. Because, I mean, at that point in time, man, you got to put them down.
Wow.
Luckily for the neighbor, he is not being charged, as they saw no foul play involved in it. It was merely a situation where he was trying to help his neighbor out, being neighborly, and it went a little wrong. So, moral of the story, crossbows go through a ton, man. Wow. Dude, a dog, a door, and you? Woof. Oh, man. Get yourself a crossbow, y'all. Stuff's deadly.
Yeah, it depends on the point, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But either way, aggressive.
Yeah.
Last story for y'all. Last story. This one comes close to home because when you're hiring anybody new, you always a little bit questionable. Trying to find good work, that's actually hard to do, unfortunately. Competent work, too. It's weird. Trying to find competent workers this day and age.
Not easy.
Very difficult. Well, unfortunately for a Connecticut gas station owner, he's finding out this the hard way. He hired a guy, and on his first shift at Go On Gas Station in Hamden, Connecticut, wanted to give him a chance. On his first day, what do? He wants to check up on his newly hired employee and see how he's doing. So he checks the security cameras and does not see his new employee. So what does he do? He heads down to the gas station and realizes that employee left with over $17,000 from the store. He simply just robbed it. And 89 packets of cigarettes.
Oh.
And he also had the wherewithal to take his employee file with him as well, so he doesn't have any of the information from that guy. Now, the Hamden police have put out the video surveillance of that employee, or ex-employee. Now, I highly doubt he's going to get his job back. And he's still at large.
Wow.
So, yeah. 17,000 on your first day of work. That's a good day. Good come up on him.
Not bad.
Yeah. Also, be careful who you hire, y'all.
So, you said that teacher bought an 8th ball, or was trying to buy an
8th ball? Yeah.
So,
what's the street rate of that?
About $250 to $420, depending on the quality.
So she got a good deal then?
No, she got a great deal.
Sounds like she probably should have known that. Sounds like
the deal was too good to be true. Probably walk away.
Come on, Valerie Prince. You got to know better.
I mean, yeah.
It's more expensive than cocaine, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
Or well, so I mean, I've been told.
I've never bought either.
Yeah, me either.
All right, well, the more you know. By the way, if you're looking for an 8 ball, it's 3.5 grams. I didn't know that.
I did know that.
I did not know that. These are facts.
I knew it from the story, but I knew also I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've heard things through the grapevine.
A friend told me.
Yeah. I've heard an 8 ball like as a term, but I've never knew what
the only 8 ball I know is a 9 ball. What? No, okay, that was bad.
Yeah, and pool, I got what you're saying. It just wasn't. That was my quality joke.
That's the news, y'all.
The news! All right. So, basketball did happen. Trades did happen.
Did they really? I mean, yeah, I know people got traded around, but, like, is there anyone out there that really got traded? Like, yeah, that was huge. Like, there was no real monumentous trades.
Well, I thought the Marcus Morris.
Morris is your premier name that got traded.
But that was a good block on the Clippers side.
Either way, though, I'm just simply saying Marcus Morris.
Where did
Marcus
Morris?
Exactly. Why did he become such a big name?
He ended up with the Clippers.
Okay.
So, like, the Clippers got him to block him from getting to the Lakers.
At the same time, though, I don't see him being like, I mean, he's not a marquee name in any way.
He's a good bench player.
All right, he's a nice role player.
Yeah.
So role players are being tossed around.
Yes. Well, I mean, you're not going to be trading away your number one guy except for Detroit. So
Detroit traded away Andre Drummond to Cleveland. He does not seem very excited about that.
Well, yeah, you found yourself in. Well, actually, you went from Detroit to Cleveland. Which one? Which is worse, actually? Well, if you had to choose between living in Detroit or Cleveland, where would you want to choose?
Probably Detroit.
Yeah. And I've never been to either, so I'm just guessing on this one.
D'Angelo Russell got traded out of Golden State, and he is now on Minnesota. We all knew he was going to get traded at some point. It's just a matter of finding the right suitor. The Warriors, I do like this, though I'm confused by some of the moves. Going into the season, they only had one second-round draft pick in the next 5 years. And they now have seven. So they acquired a bunch of picks. I'm still not exactly sure what the plan is because you can't really tear it down and start over when you have three NBA All-Stars on the roster, former NBA All-Stars. But okay, sure.
They still have a core, so that's good. And you can draft around them. So that's going to be that's gonna be decent.
No, we'll see. And then Andre Iguodala goes down to South Beach and joins Miami. That might be the most notable trade besides the Morris trade just because these are both playoff contending teams. So
Miami just definitely got a lot better.
Yes. Their bench got better, yes.
Correct.
As a team, they got better, bench or non-bench.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, I agree. I know you do. Yeah, you do. Wow. Either way, Miami might become. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to be able to take down Milwaukee because that team is.
That's going to be hard to take over. Miami is going to be able to make another like one or two round push on that one. So like make it past the first round.
Now, Giannis, he's out of his contract next year, correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I wonder where if he's going to stick around there or.
He's talking about sticking around. It just comes down to the mega deal contract that he might get, may or may not get at this point.
Oh, he's going to get all the money he wants.
I'm saying from Milwaukee, whether or not he's going to accept it from there. Because if he doesn't, he gets a little bit more of a pay cut leaving. So we'll see what happens.
Can't wait. next year.
I was going to say.
See what Giannis does.
Your
can't
enthusiasm
wait.
Is contagious.
they're on a tear right now, and the Lakers did absolutely nothing, so that was nice.
I mean, did you want any other
I would have liked to
parts?
Have. I mean, yeah, there's some people. I still think there's some pieces away right now. And apparently it's going to be J.R. Smith, who we're going to be getting out of retirement.
Yeah, I mean, you guys tried to get Collison, but that didn't work.
J.R. Smith retired?
Yeah. Well, he's not on a team right now.
He's a free agent, technically.
Yeah,
so
free agent, yeah.
He didn't really. Hasn't officially retired, but he.
But now that he sees that Hennessy is the official spirit of the NBA, he's back.
Wait, is it really?
It is. Yeah, you guys didn't hear that?
No,
Hennessy is now the new official spirit of the NBA.
Oh, he might be coming back then.
Anything's possible.
That should be their new slogan from here on out.
agreed. Did you guys see that? A missed call in the Portland game.
Oh, that was horrid.
Oh, man. So, for those of you who didn't see it, Portland's down 2. Dame Lillard, who's been absolutely on fire, averaging over, 40 points over the last 8 games. Drives
like 45, but either way, killing it.
Drives to the rack, lays the ball up, the ball goes off the glass, and then Rudy Gobert then blocks it after it already went off the glass, which is goaltending. And the refs did not call it. Dame Lillard exploded. Got really upset with the refs. Started yelling at them. And nothing happened. Game's over. Bad call.
It is kind of despicable that these types of calls are being made or missed. And, I mean, you can't have that type of impact on a game like that. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, it changed. Definitely, that directly impacted the outcome of the game. That game was headed to overtime.
It was.
And until it wasn't.
And Portland has a right now to be angry, as they are a team that is fighting for to maintain some playoff relevancy right now. They're fighting an uphill battle in that factor, but they had a terrible start, but they're like said coming along really strong, and Dame has been a huge part of that.
Yep.
And now you've got this L on you that. Because it comes down to those. It really does. It comes down to your losses, how many you've got at the end of the season, because you're only separated by minimal games in there when you're talking about those last few seeds and trying to make it. And the NBA and the refs and how they're doing it just seems like they don't want to be proven wrong or something. And it is weird how they just can't seem to figure out to call a game that is accurate.
Yeah, Portland is a game and a half back of the eighth seed right now. So every game matters to them right now as they try to climb into the playoff picture. So obviously a huge blown call on the referee's part. Unfortunate for Portland, but we'll see what happens moving forward. We'll see if this comes back to cost them a playoff spot, which it might. But that's about it. That's really interesting to me in the NBA right now. You got anything else?
And you got All-Star Weekend coming up. We'll see how that goes. It's always entertaining to certain degrees. I'm interested to see how this new format's going to be going.
Yeah.
For the game itself.
I do like that they did away with East and West.
I do. Well, I like that they're picking teams.
It's kind of East and West this year, though.
It is weird. Giannis did a terrible job picking his squad, I will say.
He picked basically everybody in the East except for Gobert, Ingram, and Mitchell. And then the teams on LeBron was Sabonis, Tatum, and Simmons.
Either way, Team LeBron's going to take it.
Easy.
Their team is
easy.
Loaded.
Yeah, they're crazy stacked. All right, well, NBA for you guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. You waited all this time for that NBA talk. You're welcome.
All right. I'm glad we really broke that down in depth, really, really got in there. So let's move on. We have the better of the Isamaki family on the line with us. Aaron, our foreign correspondent, is here to bring information and whatnot.
You're doing great.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. It never gets old that you say that I'm the better of the Isamaki. So I'll just say, you know, I really appreciate that, Darrell.
You're welcome, Aaron. And it's all truth.
Thank you. I would say it means a lot, but we know that Derek has set the bar real low. So
this is true.
You're welcome, you know? I make it easy for everyone to look better, you know? That's what I do.
That's true.
I'm like a shining light.
A shining light of turd.
I was going to say, it's a pretty dull light, actually. It's not very bright. Very dim.
All
pretty
right.
Easy to outshine you.
Well, what do you got for us today, Aaron?
I figured we're going to go hockey since it's been a while.
It's been that time,
and we just hit the halfway point.
There we go. I was waiting for it.
We just hit the halfway point. The All-Star game was last weekend.
Yeah.
It's been an exciting season. I think actually the big news that I didn't get to break last week was that Seattle has officially named their hockey team. I think it's pretty ironic. So you guys were talking earlier about the XFL team, and I've now forgotten their name. But Seattle's hockey team is going to be the Kraken.
Oh, boo.
The Seattle Kraken?
Yeah.
That's their name?
Oh, yeah.
If they don't have Kraken rum there at every place and every then I'm going to be mad.
Opportunity.
Yeah. Kraken and root beer, delicious.
Listen, if the NBA has Hennessy, I think that the Kraken could definitely get Kraken to sponsor them. I would be shocked if there's not some sort of merger.
You would think they would have to, right?
Yeah, I was rooting for the Totems on their mascot name.
Wait, the Totems was an option?
Yeah, the Totems.
The Totems.
They had the Totems, the Rainiers.
I like the Rainiers.
Yeah.
Shouts to Rainier Beer. Much
love. That was probably a conflict of interest on that one, but...
But Kraken's not?
I mean, it's a mythical character.
Fair enough.
Mount Rainier.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's not a mythical mountain, but we'll move on. We've digressed.
I mean, at least it's not the Wildcat.
Yes,
exactly. So true.
That's a great point.
So true. We have way too many of them.
That is such a great point, Aaron. This is why we need you on the show every week. I'm glad we got the phone lines working.
Me too. So anywho, the Capitals are pretty much the best in the league right now. They've been looking really good. The trade deadline is coming up 2 weeks from today. So they're not, you know, looking to do too much. They're looking really good. And I'm officially going to be a Colorado Avalanche fan.
Okay.
They have potential to, you know, go to the Stanley Cup Finals. So I've officially started recording their games.
Whoa, all right.
This is going to be a Colorado Avalanche update from now on.
Okay.
All right. I'm into it.
And I wanted to do another fight of the week. I don't know if you guys heard about this fight It was actually on Sunday of last week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of the Battle of Alberta, but the Oilers and the Flames, very contentious rivalry because they are from the same place. It was such a big brawl that the goalies, Mike Smith and Cam Talbot, came out and fought each other.
Oh, I
love when goalies fight each other.
It's a good time.
Was this January 11th? Was this the January 11th fight?
I think it was on the 2nd.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so I wanted to do it last week, but it was too good for me to like skip over it again this week. It was like a full-on melee, you know, everyone's fighting. It started at one end, and then the goalie from the other team came to about the halfway point. The other goalie came up, and they're, you know, throwing punches. It was a sight to behold.
We're watching it now. The other goalie, Edmonton's goalie,
was just strolling.
Takes
the
his sweet
mark.
Time getting down the ice here.
Oh, he's right.
Oh,
here
we go.
Comes,
here
all
comes
right,
the
we
goalie
got,
fight.
We got the goalie squaring off. All right.
A whole lot of missing so
Edmonton
far.
Edmonton is going.
Oh, Edmonton. Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Edmonton won the Battle of Alberta on that fight.
Yeah, you know, Aaron, sure. Good call on this fight.
It was a good one. I couldn't pass it up. So.
No. Every sport needs to have fighting involved in it when there's disagreements like that.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Basketball
Absolutely.
Would be so much more fun.
You know how much better baseball would be if
you allowed fighting again?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's
agreed.
Go back to it.
I mean, I feel my rule to fix baseball would be the best thing ever. If you step out of your dugout and you don't swing and hit somebody, you're going to be suspended for the next week. So if you're coming out of your dugout, you got to come out swinging.
I agree.
Agreed.
Otherwise, and stay in the dugout.
Not be very many benches clearing brawls, and I think that would make baseball more boring.
Oh, no. You'd have benches clearing brawls.
But there would actually be brawls instead of just pushy matches.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think if you are going to leave the batter's box and charge the mound, you have to swing.
You have to.
Yeah. No just, more of this talking. Let's just get to the
If you
want to
bring your bat with you for backup,
don't,
I'm fine with
no,
that.
No, no, no. Don't bring your bat.
I'm fine with that.
I'm so against that one.
I'm okay. You know what? You got a weapon in your hand? Utilize it.
No, you have a helmet. Use your helmet. Don't use a bat.
Bat, helmet.
As I don't know if you've heard of this, but there's something called the UFC where they do actual fights.
Oh, yeah. John
see, that's not as fun, though. No. I don't want to see actual people. I want to see people playing a game and get so mad that they
like
want to start
fighting.
People
don't know how to fight.
Yeah, and then they try to start
Plus,
fighting. That to me is...
In that like type of fighting, there actually is a winner that isn't actually a winner in that one. So I just didn't think Jones won this past time. Anyways.
Wow, thank you, Brad. Okay.
Thank you.
Robbed.
He was robbed.
He was robbed.
There you go. Little UFC update for you guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We give you everything, y'all.
we've literally covered XFL, Lego Masters, hockey,
North State,
UFC, international soccer.
Yeah.
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys are turning into a real sports show.
Oh, God. This was a very sporty show. I don't know how much I enjoyed it. You got anything else for us on your way out, Aaron?
That's it. But go Avalanche.
All right. Aaron, the Avalanche fan. We appreciate it as always. Thank you for coming with the fire. We will talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week, guys.
All right. Later, Aaron. All right, Aaron, MVP of the show. Save the show, basically.
MVP.
We have other topics to run through in a minute 30. Let's do it. Duke hits two buzzer beaters to beat UNC. They needed that game. That would have been an embarrassing loss for them. Anyone got anything on that? No? Okay.
UNC about to be out of the tourney, man.
Yeah, exactly.
They're about to be done.
Yeah. Baylor, Gonzaga, Kansas, and San Diego are your top seeds right now.
I mean, yeah. The one thing that shocks me is San Diego State. I'd see him as top 10, but not top 4. Anyways.
Phillip Rivers stops contract negotiations with Los Angeles and is entering the free agent market, which is actually really interesting because this year you have Drew Brees, who said he's either going to be a Saint or he's going to retire. But nevertheless, free agent. Phillip Rivers, free agent. Tom Brady, free agent. Not to mention all these guys. What's the guy's name from the Titans? Ryan Tannehill, free agent. And then you have all these prospects coming from college. This is a very interesting year for free agent quarterbacks. One of the more interesting off seasons for that in quite a while. So you could have some Hall of Fame quarterbacks changing teams. What else we got? Oh, there's a new playoff format in MLB. You care to explain it real quick?
Yeah, quickly. They are thinking about moving it to seven teams. First place in each division or each league gets a first round bye, and the bottom six play in a wild card matchup to get into the divisional round. So best of three on.